I do thank God for everyone of you that was in the military. How many we have here this morning? Either you was in the military, raise your hand. Or your spouse was in the military. Yeah. God bless every one of you. Thank you for your service. It's like she said, it wouldn't be here. And you know what? Without that cross, wouldn't be here either, would we? Set free. Thank God for liberty. We can have it in Him, can't we? Sure can. Got your Bibles turned with me. Hope you have. To the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter number 19. Well, we had a good three nights meeting. A good number turned out, and some of you went. Some of you went every night. Some of you might have been like Brother Larry and Miss Mary and never did find it. Rode the roads. It's sort of out in the woods, wasn't it? I had to sort of hunt again the first time. I've been there before, but don't mean just because I've been somewhere I can go back very easy. But I'm glad for what the Lord's doing. Sure am. Revelation chapter number 19. I'd like to just take time to read this chapter. You can't improve on the Word of God. Verse number one, out of these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he had judged the great whore whom did corrupt the earth with her fornication, have avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. Again they said, Hallelujah, and their smoke rose up forever and ever. The 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, ye that fear him, both small and great. I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, as the voice of mighty thunder, and saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God anointeth but reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife have made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he said unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, These are the true sayings of God. I fell at his feet as to worship him. He said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren, and have the testimony of Jesus. Listen to this. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven open. Behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called faithful and true and righteous. He did judge and make war. His eyes were a flame of fire. On his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. His armies which were of heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, which that with it he should smite the nations. He shall rule him with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Yet he had on his vesture and on his tie name written. Written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun. He cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of the heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that he may eat the flesh of kings and flesh of captains and the flesh of the mighty men and the flesh of horses and them that sat on them and the flesh of all men, both free and bond and small and great. And I saw the beast of the kings of the earth, the armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast, and it says the beasts were taken with him, the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived him that received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which its word proceeded out of his mouth. And all the fowls were filled with their flesh. There's two suppers in this passage of Scripture. Did you notice that? The marriage supper of the Lamb. Then there's another great supper when the fowls of the air is called to feast upon the kings and all those that rebel against God. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, we're grateful for your loving mercy and kindness you've shown toward us. And I'm so glad, Lord, that one of these days we will, by your marvelous grace and kindness and goodness, you'll call us to that great supper of all suppers. Oh, Lord, at marriage, above all marriage, blessed God, and we thank you for that blessed opportunity of being part of this great kingdom, this great gospel that you brought toward us. Now, Father, I pray this one here this morning has never come under the blood of the Lamb. I pray this may be the day they'd accept the Lord Jesus Christ and come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. And amen. Well, you know what he said? He said, blessed are those that are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. You always notice, I couldn't tell you how many times in Revelation talks about the Lamb. You know what this Lamb signifying? It's signifying he's our sacrifice. He's our substitute. And this, and even at the marriage, you know, this is one marriage. You know, a lot of times people get disappointed after the marriage on down the road somewhere, don't they? That's sad. It does. It happens. Yeah. It happens. But I'm going to say, thank God this is one marriage. You don't have to worry about getting disappointed. You don't have to worry about worrying about the groom ever leaving the bride. He's not going to do it. This is one marriage where it's full of love. First of all, this marriage here is full of the love of God toward us. Amen. I tell you, the only one's going to be there is the one that loved him. Did you know that? Ones that have been washed in the blood. I believe that's why he calls it the marriage supper of the Lamb. Because he's exhorting to us and telling us, and you find it through the John the Baptist in John 1:29, when he saw the Lord, you know what he said? Behold, the Lamb of God, which take away the sin of the world. And so this Lamb is signifying that our sins have been forgiven, that our sins been taken away, thank God, because he is the Lamb of God, and he is the one that paid the supreme sacrifice for our sins and your sins. And isn't it going to be a wonderful thing that one day we're going to be united to him? You know, I guess we could call it right now, we engage to him. I don't know what else you'd call it, but we're off, they call it in the Old Testament, but we engage to him now. And thank God that engagement's not going to be broken, that one of these days he's going to call us to the marriage supper of the Lamb, and we're going to be united with him. What a glorious day that's ahead. Thank God. I can't even imagine how good it's going to be, how wonderful it's going to be, that one of these days we're going to meet him there, and we're going to be, listen, united completely with him, see him as he is, and be married to him for eternity. Thank God. His church, he loved it and gave himself for it. And listen, he is the bridegroom, the one that's going to be united in marriage. We're going to be connected with him for eternity. What a glorious thought. when I get to thinking about it, makes me want to shout and praise Him. You know why? Because it's a glorious day ahead. The best is yet to come. We haven't seen anything yet. Listen, there's not any weddings you've ever been to. There's not any marriages you've ever been to. Listen, that you'd ever compare. Well, this one that we're headed to, not one, not first one, not any of them. Because He said in verse number 7, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His wife have made herself ready. Amen. Made herself ready. Are you ready? Are we ready this morning? He said this, and the Lamb is coming, and the wife, the church, the newborn, the born again ones, has made herself ready. If there's anything, listen, that you lack, you ever seen all the preparation goes into weddings? They sure don't last long, do they? I mean, even the ceremony part, for all it goes into them. Yeah. Listen right here is a good one. I'm talking about this morning. Amen. Best ever. Amen. You never seen one like it. I've seen some. There's a lot of money put in, a lot of things going on, and some real nice ones. Now, we didn't have that kind. But it stuck. Anyhow. You know, when we got married, this is no joke. The man never turned off the program, Do You Want to Be a Millionaire? It's still on the TV. Now, y'all thought I was joking about it, but that's the truth. Because I kidded Carol for years. I said, yeah, I thought he asked me if I want to be a millionaire. And I said, yeah. And first thing I know, he said, you married. That's right. But I wouldn't swap that marriage for millions. But you've been to a lot of weddings, a lot of marriages. But here's one. It's going to be wonderful. Oh, glory to God. He is the head of the church. He's the husband. Amen. He's the potter and we the clay. He's all in all. We just are instruments. But thank God that He would be willing to be a lamb, be slain, that you and I could be set free, that He unite Himself together and marry us in holy matrimony for His glory and for His honor. You know what? It's wonderful. It's glorious. So we see, it said the marriage of the Lamb has come and His wife has made herself ready. She's ready. She's dressed up and she's clothed up and she has her, listen, what's she got on? And to her was granted that she'd be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the linen is the righteousness of the saints. I'm telling you, this bride, and this is what they arrayed unto her, it was given to her, fine linen. What was given to us? Righteousness of Christ. That's the preparation. That's where we can be at the wedding. That's where we can be married to the bridegroom. Why? Because He's given us His righteousness and taken our sins as a lamb. And listen, He carried them away. You know what they did in the Old Testament time? They lay their hands upon that goat. They said they'd offer one sacrifice, shed His blood for the sins. They'd pray over this other one. They'd lead him out in the wilderness to carry nothing, never be remembered no more. And God, in His sovereign mercy and grace, He robed us in His righteousness. And Him that knew no sin became sin for us, that we could be made the righteousness of God. You'll never get good enough for God to accept you. You've got to go through the Lamb. Must go through Him. Through the Lamb of God. Must. So it was granted to him. I like that. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. He said unto me, right blessed are they which are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. He said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. He's saying, if there's any question about it, You can just mark her down. These are the true sayings of God. God has said it. It's truth. It's right here. And emphasizing it again, he's saying, these are the true sayings of God. That's the way it is. Won't be no other way. Amen. They were granted fine linen, righteousness of the saints. Somebody said, well, you ought not to call people saints. Well, that's what the Bible does. We ain't saints because we're good. No, sir. Only thing we'd be saying about us is what he's given us. He's arrayed unto us. He's awarded unto us. He's given it to us as a gift. His righteousness. Hallelujah. The marriage of the Lamb. So you don't have to worry about it being broken up. You don't have to worry about him being unfaithful to us. Amen. You don't have to worry about him. Listen, not loving us ever. He always has, and he loves us now, and he always will love us. You know what I'm thankful? When you come to Christ, and he gets your heart, and you get born again, he puts a love in there for him also. And so we'll be loving him. We love him now, and we'll love him then, and we'll love him throughout eternity. Never cease to love. Death may depart us from our loved ones, but it don't keep us from still loving them. I can experience that. I can tell you that. Death may depart us, separate us for a while, but the love is still there. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Neither life, nor death, nor principalities, or powers, or darkness, or nothing separate us from the love of God. Hallelujah. Wonderful love. Aren't you glad? You bless this morning if you got a companion that loves you. Amen. And Mona say, I said that to say this, we bless this morning because we got a Lord, a Lamb that loves us. He proved it on Calvary. He sure did. Proved it to become our substitute, become our sacrifice. He become our security. Yes, as sure as everything, he's the Lamb. And we got a marriage. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Won't be nobody come by. Say I'm going to null it. Nobody come by and say I'm going to take it to court and separate it. It's forever. Hallelujah. And you know what? I had an old color man used to work on a store in Chipley. You know what he said? He said, you know, couples and homes and all get along good. And he called it the third party. Till the third party comes along, then problems arise. But I want to tell you something. In this marriage, there won't be no third party. Just be between us and him. Hallelujah. I like it. Amen. And I'm to love him. Amen. I'm to love him because I know he loves me. Hallelujah. He said, let us be glad and rejoice and give him honor. Something to get glad about. Something to get happy about. Something to get joyous about. You know what? One of these days, I'm going to stop and just say this. You know, one of these days, when all of the bride gets in, all of God's people, we're going to hear that trumpet sound. Dead in Christ going to rise first, and we're going to be caught up together and meet him in the air. And we headed. You know, Jesus even said, he, you know, when he had his supper with his disciples, what did he say? Didn't he say he's going to wait to when, Brother Donnie? Till we get over there? Till he sets down with us? We headed there. Won't just be the 12 disciples then. All saints of all ages will be there with him, sitting down feasting with him. What a supper. Glory to God. You know, they've changed. Some people have. I still get confused with it. I still call it breakfast, dinner, and supper. Don't you? But some people left out supper. They call it breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But that confuses me. I still like supper. Supper's at night time. All right, Brother Larry? Hallelujah. But aren't you glad we got someone that's inviting us? Blessed are they. Listen, I like this. Look at this verse, him. And he said unto them, verse number 9, right, blessed, write it, he said. Write it down. Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Whew. He said these are true sayings of God. Aren't you glad he called you? Aren't you glad he's going to call you? Not only did he call you into salvation, but he's called you. One of these days you're going to hear his voice. And he's saying, come up hither and come here. Let's go eat together. Let's go sit down. Let's have a supper together. United to that marriage. Together. For all eternity. Hey. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Well, which supper? I said there's two suppers in this passage of Scripture, and they are. Thank God for the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's where I'm headed. That's where I'm figuring on being. By the grace of God. By his calling into salvation, and he's going to call me to this wedding. Into this marriage. But there's another supper before we close. I want to mention it. I read it a while ago. It's a supper that God's going to call the fowls. You see, God's not going to continue to put up with the rebellion, with the wickedness and sin that we're facing today, that's in the world. He didn't in the old world. I preached the other night on them three worlds. He didn't in the old world, and he's not going to do it in this one. It's going to all come to an end. And God's going to call all the fowls and the buzzards, if you want to call them that, and they're going to come. They're going to feast on kings and all those that rebelled against God. That's going to be their supper. And that's going to be a sad time. You see, the devil and the beast and the false prophet and all these think they can. The devil must still think he's going to try to overthrow God. Here's what got him in trouble to start with, rising up against God. But all these armies, all this going to come against the Lord. But you know what I was reading this chapter and reading some more in Revelation. You know where his authority and power comes from? From his word. You know what comes out of his mouth when he's riding on this white horse? The word of God is sharper than what? A two-edged sword. All he has to do is speak the word. You know when Jesus, you remember when they've come to arrest him in the garden, he said, whom seek ye? Many of them just fell backwards. All he has to do is speak the word. And he speaks the word, and listen, and it said the armies, all the armies with him, you know, he's coming back from heaven. Oh, I like this. He's coming back on a white horse. He said the armies of heaven going to follow him on white horses. It's going to be a war of all wars. But I'm telling you, it's going to be a war that's going to end the wars. They all keep saying, you know, World War I ended the wars. World War II going to end the wars. But they're not ended yet. But it's coming a war one day when this nation, all this world rises up against the Lord. There's going to be a war. Listen, that's going to end the war when God gets the victory over flesh, the world, and the devil, over the enemies of his, this world. God's coming to get the victory over him. And he's going to listen to blood. One place talking about that blood going to be eating me up to the horse's bridle. How long take them to bury the dead? Whew.
months, don't it? Here comes the fast. Here comes that supper. You don't want to be nowhere around then. You want to be lined up in that army. Not against God, but you want to be lined up in that army with God. Riding it with Him. Thank God for victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you tell where they're going to wind up? You know where they're going to wind up? In the lake of fire. Look what it said in verse 20. The beast. Look at verse 19. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet, brought miracles before him, which with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire and brimstone, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat on the horse, which word proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. You see, the Lord don't have to have a machine gun. He don't have to have artillery, what you want to call it. The armies normal armies have. Speak the word. That's all he has to do. Just like he spoke the word and created the creation, he speaks the word. I'm glad there's power in his word. Victory's coming. There's a real lake of fire. And they were cast dead in there? No. Cast alive in there. Did you know? You need to get a hold of this. You're going to live forever, Summers. Scripture says they can kill the body, but they can't the soul. Destroy the body. That's why it's sad to me when people commit suicide. When people think they can get out of everything by doing it, and that's not the answer. Sure not. But you will live forever, Summers. And I'm going to tell you something, eternal life, far, far yonder better than eternal death, than the second death. There's a supper, and there's a wedding. Wedding feast, the marriage supper of the Lamb. I plead with you, if you've never come to Christ, and you've never put your faith and trust and confidence in the Lamb that was slain for your sins and my sins, my heart's prayer this morning that you'll do it this morning. Listen, don't argue with God. Don't tell Him how good you are. Don't tell Him you'll do it later. Just come to Him now and say, Lord, I believe that you are my sacrifice. You're my substitute. You paid the price, and you are the Lamb that was slain. And you're the Lamb, listen, that is still the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He'll take your sin, just like He took mine. He'll take our sins, cast them in the sea of forgiveness, put them behind the back, and never remember them no more. Aren't you glad? That's a good God, isn't it? Yes, it is. What about that marriage? It's a supper. It's a Lamb. Come to Him. Would you stand with me this morning as we sing together?